Hey there. Welcome to the Loco Travel Life Podcast, where we, two moms and sisters, share our experiences of traveling with our kiddos. I'm Lindsay, or as my nephews call me, Lolo.
And I'm Carly, aka Auntie Coco, and we're your hosts. Welcome back to the Loco Travel Life Podcast. It's Coco here today, and I'm doing a solo episode. This is my first ever solo episode podcast. And yes, I miss Lolo already, but I'm proud of myself for hopping on here and making it happen. We've only been podcasting for 10 months, and this is the first time that I've done it all by myself. I hope you enjoy today's episode and get a glimpse of what's happening in my life and what I'm learning and doing for travel as a mama of three right now. First things first, life has been crazy. Life has been hard. We have been traveling, but traveling not in the sense that I thought we would. I have been joking with Lolo on several phone calls that travel right now in my life is taking my children to doctor's appointments and going here, there, and everywhere to make sure that we are all healthy. We've had some challenges with each of our children over the last year with their health. We're thankful that they are as healthy as they are. In the last year, each of our children have had either a surgery or procedure that has required them to be sedated or under general anesthesia. That has just been hard. If you need a refresher, I have Monroe, who is 6 right now, McCoy, who is 3.5 already, and little Memphis is 9 months old. All three of them have had something going on. It has been a challenge for all of us, and we've weathered the storms. We are doing our best to just get through everything. It's a lot, and it's a lot of travel to doctor's appointments. Through all of that, too, my husband's been undergoing some things as well medically, and then we've thrown in 2 trips to the emergency room, one for him. He got a piece of metal stuck in his eye. I highly recommend safety glasses, always. Double, triple, check that. And then I had an allergic reaction to a medication, which took me to the emergency room once too. It's just been crazy. Some of the highlights though, all of these appointments that we've been to, we've learned to travel together. We've been in the car a lot. We're playing games together. We're talking to each other more. We're building relationships. I'm thankful for that time that we have. Plus, Monroe, he's learned my phone number and his brother's birth dates as we're going to these. He now answers for me because he says I don't have the best memory, which is true. Not how I thought I'd be teaching my child my phone number, but he's learned it and picked up on it because he's been with me. We're going together and we're doing life. Outside of those medical needs, my children get to go see their Nana and Papa every Tuesday, which is about 1.5 hours from our house. Then they go a 30-minute further and they go to Appleton, Wisconsin, which is where they participate in Awana and back. And that's about a 4-hour journey because it's 2 hours to the church and 2 hours back. We fondly refer to that day of travel as the Papa Express or the Nana Express, whoever is driving it. It's most recently almost all on Papa, and we're thankful for that. They are small trip travelers. They are good at that 2-hour journey. They can do it. It is like no problem. They look forward to it. They get their Nana and Papa time. They go to their commitment at that church where they're learning and growing. It's pretty fun. And Ryan and I get some time by ourselves. Well, wait a minute. We don't really get time by ourselves. We still have one child with us, little Memphis. All of you out there who have multiple children understand when you only have one child with you instead of all three, it's kind of like you have no children at all. This week, it was my responsibility to take them to Awana because Papa was having a procedure done, but I am a little bit anxious in the car sometimes, and it's hard. It's something that I work on. I've been in a couple accidents and just mentally overcoming some of those things and talking through it. I'm not normally an open book on that, but I feel like I can share that with you all because it is hard and it's not something that I'm proud of, but it does affect me. I have been coming out of sleep deprivation and all of the things from postpartum. It's been a little bit easier recently for me to travel in the car, which has been nice. So I was like, okay, I got this trip. I will take the boys up north. But I was super hesitant about coming back because their program ends late at 7:30. And then by the time we would get in the car and load up, it's 8 o'clock. That's a lot. And I don't like driving at night anymore. I sound like an old lady, but it's true. I didn't think I could make the journey with the three kids all the way back home that night by myself. In hindsight, maybe I could have done it, but I wasn't really ready to do that. Thankfully, we were gifted from Nana and Papa the ability to stay at a hotel in Appleton. It made the pressure go away from me having to make it all the way back by myself. We could just have a little vacation. It helped us because we've been going through all of this other stuff, and it was just a nice welcome change. The boys and I got up super early and took Ryan to work because he had his own procedure going on. Thankfully, his mom was able to pitch in and help take him to and from that appointment. It was actually a blessing in disguise. We had to get up early because there happened to be a big snowstorm. I mean, we went through March with no snow here in Wisconsin. Of course, April happens. We get bombarded with this massive snowstorm. The drive was fine. I was able to listen to a book on tape while the children watched their tablets and Memphis slept because we were all tired. I wasn't as anxious about the drive as I thought I would be. That was a welcomed surprise. We got up to Appleton and I had planned we would go to Dick's Sporting Goods because we needed to get some things for the upcoming sports season. Cleats, a new baseball glove, and a swimming cap for swimming lessons. My children both have tubes in their ears. Swimming caps are a thing that I've just found out about, and I would totally recommend them. They're a little bit difficult to put on, but they keep the water out, and then you're not doing those earplugs, which in our experience, they just fall out and you lose them and they don't stay put, or they're trying to find the right size has been a big headache. Nana found these swim caps and I was like, oh, why didn't I think of that? They had so much fun running around Dick's Sporting Goods, racing each other when they were trying on shoes and looking at all the sporting equipment. I just let them kind of run wild. There was nobody in the store. We were the only ones there. And I was like, yeah, we're on vacation. We're enjoying today. And they did fine. And it was a nice place to take them. And it was free. If you need to keep your kids entertained or busy, I highly suggest just finding a store and letting them be kids. We then hopped over to do some kid-friendly things and we checked out Love to Play in Appleton. And I 10 out of 10 recommend it. It was an indoor play space, worked out perfectly for us, especially since the snow had started and they just got to run around. They have lots of slides and climbing apparatuses. They had a baby zone and a toddler zone that hit all of the boxes that I needed. I didn't really have to do as much entertaining as I do at some of these other places we adventure to. So that is a highlight for me. I got to just sit down for a moment, watch Memphis play around with the little ball pit. And then the big kids were able to just pretty much be independent. And I loved that. We also stumbled upon a large Candyland game board. We're in our gaming phase in life. Monroe was like, can we please? Can we please? And I'm like, sure. It was enclosed. I could let Memphis just crawl around and he was fine with a couple balls. And McCoy was like, I want to play too. We started and I was like, what are we going to use as cards to tell us where to go? we couldn't find anything in the little play space. And then I was like, I bet there's something online. I quick Google searched it, and sure enough, there was pre-made cards for us to play Candyland. And I think we played 3 or 4 times, and it kept us all entertained, and we had a lot of fun. And I was thankful. I said yes. It actually was a highlight of the trip for me. Once we were done playing, we were going to head over to Culver's and get some lunch. But I just was like, I don't want Culver's. I want to do something different. I don't want to just eat in the car. Like, I want to sit down at a restaurant. So I did. I braved the restaurant. We went to Chili's with all 3 of my children by myself. They had some tablet time. And I got to just be a person for a minute and take in the environment, enjoy a sit-down meal with my children. Now, of course, it wasn't perfect, and I'm okay with that. They did the best job that they could do. I will not forget the waitress putting the water right in front of Memphis. He's in the grabbing phase, and he will take anything he is not supposed to have. And sure enough, he took the water and dumped it all over himself and all over the floor. I had to take a deep breath. It's going to be okay. It's just water. Don't freak out. You know that saying of don't cry over spilt milk. And this was just water, so I really had nothing to cry about. And he's 9 months old. He can't help that he spilt the water. I had to just let it go and realize that moment should not mess up my whole lunch with my children because we spilt water. If you're second guessing going out and having lunch with your kids at a restaurant because they're going to be crazy and loud, or you don't want anybody to think you just give them tablet time, it's okay. You can do it. And none of that matters. Enjoy your children. Enjoy the moment and take them to the restaurant. Once we finished at Chili's, it was time to head over to our hotel. And we stayed at the Country Inn and Suites in Appleton. They have a water park. I was so excited to take the kids swimming. Swimming is one of the things we like to do all together. And this just sounded great. It wasn't the biggest place, but that also helped me feel like it was manageable to do as mom with 3 boys. We got there and we checked in, and I was so surprised to read that the water park opened at 6 a.m. That's such a breath of fresh air, because we find out as moms, not everything opens early in the morning, and I just wish it would. So shout out to the Country Inn and Suites out in Appleton, Wisconsin. Thank you for being family friendly. Not only was the water park included in our stay, we also got breakfast. It was fun to let the kids experience eating the continental breakfast by themselves, going up and getting things. I will say that was probably one of the most stressful times because I'm slightly outnumbered. Well, let's just be honest, very outnumbered. And everybody's hungry at one time and wants what they want. It was a little overwhelming, just all of the choices and trying to make sure everybody was eating. And then, well, I have Memphis, and do I carry him, or am I okay with setting him in the high chair and just walking away for a minute where I can see him? Those are things that I was thinking about, and I'm glad we experienced it. It wasn't perfect, but it wasn't horrible either, and I would do it again in a heartbeat. We enjoyed just staying in our hotel room and playing together. The kids got to watch a little bit of TV. I got to just sit down for a minute and just enjoy being out and about with the kids, but them not needing me for a minute. And it was glorious. And Memphis enjoyed exploring the hotel room. He was getting into everything he shouldn't. He figured out how to open and close the drawers. But he got to experience things that were different too. I could see that through his eyes, because he's just starting to be pretty mobile and he is cruising around. So for all of you mamas out there with 1 child or multiple children, I just want to encourage you. Going out with your kiddos and traveling with them is possible. It is doable. You just have to have your mindset where you're going to enjoy it and get the most out of it. And there are going to be bumps along the road, but you can handle it. You can face the loco and you can get out there. We believe in you, and we hope that we can encourage you through our things that we're going through. And if you'd like to please reach out to us. We're on Instagram at Loco Travel Life. Message us. We would love to just talk with you, help you guide and navigate a little trip or a big trip. Or if you just need mama sounding advice, we're here to connect with you. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Loco Travel Life podcast. Until next time, Loco Travel Lifers, get out there, face the loco, and enjoy your next adventure. You've got this.